Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
If you called any dude at 2 a.m.
a friend,
hey, come over.
I have a lot of guy friends.
He's going to comb, his beard.
No, I have so many platonic male friendships.
But don't if you wanted it, they would.
I don't know. I don't like to think about
that. So not. But that's, they don't like to think about it.
I was like, this is what you've been waiting for. Like, what do you mean?
You're going to know if your boy hooks up with your girl.
It was just long and hard, and he was a lot older than
me. Pause.
Pause.
What's up, brother? Welcome into the podcast, another episode of Living Large. We're switching things up today. We got me, we got Iggy, and we brought in a female.
Hi.
Lana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
She's never done a podcast before, and if she sucks, then we'll never have her on again. So
we'll just edit her out, and then it'll just be us again.
Just edit her. Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Can you tell?
Do you giggle when you're nervous?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you nervous?
I'm gonna laugh a lot. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a hot seat.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's actually quite
cold in here.
I'll
loosen up in a second.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
Okay.
You're doing great.
It's just
great.
Like I'm talking to you guys.
Exactly. We're doing it right now.
I know,
this is a conversation.
The second the camera goes on, I'm like...
I want to start this podcast off with some very happy news coming out of the donor family. My brother had his second kid.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to my brother. And last week was my mom and dad's 46-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
That's so long.
46
That's
years.
Amazing.
Here's the thing going on with my family, though. I have 5 nieces and 1 nephew. The problem is the 1 nephew is with my sister. So the donor family name is in jeopardy right
now. Oh,
no. So it's up to me.
So it's up to you. I know your mom's putting pressure on you.
No, my mom, she's not at all with like dating or anything like that.
Really?
No. She, well, maybe.
I feel like
what
it's
about
a
your dad then? He wants you to carry on that name.
No, there's been no toxic kids. It's,
really?
I need to find someone first.
Okay. We're not
motherable.
There yet.
Okay. Do you guys have siblings?
I have a brother.
How old?
36.
Oh, wow. My sister's in their 40s. And
he's not married. He's not even close.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm 37.
You have siblings?
Yeah, 2 older sisters.
I'm just saying, so you're off the hook. Like, you're good.
I'm good? Yeah. Well, my mom had me when she was 39, which I think is absolutely insane.
Yeah, time... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She was
I posted on my Instagram story a picture of them for their anniversary. First and foremost, most viewed story I've had in a long time.
Was mom and dad?
Yeah.
Really?
Nice. And then this one girl, she replied to it, and she's like, 46 years? What am I doing wrong?
Well, you've been alive for like 20, probably.
Well, yeah, one. Yeah. But two... Two,
no, that's so admirable.
You're
I
in
feel
LA.
Like these days. Yeah, exactly.
Have you had a troubled time dating in LA?
Well, I feel like I've always been in a relationship, but I've definitely
had
my ups.
You're a relationship hopper.
Yeah.
What's the longest amount of time you've been single?
Well, actually, I was single for like 4 years.
Mm.
So that's a long time. After dating someone for 3 years. And then
that's good.
But it's always been a serious relationship. And when I was single for those 4 years, I was very single.
Mm-hmm. What does very single mean in girl world?
Very single means that I wasn't thinking about dating anyone. I wasn't looking for love. I was having fun here and there. But I really didn't care to date. Like, okay. I wasn't on apps ever. Yeah. I wasn't going out on dates. I always kind of shut it down.
What was that? What was the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I just didn't feel it. Was so... My relationship prior to that was so, like... It just rocked me. So I think I was just, like,
at what
over
age?
Men. I was 23 when we broke up. Yeah.
Okay.
And you, like... Had you moved with him? Was there, like, a big life event that took place? Or was it just, like, this was a long relationship and it was hard?
It was just long and hard. And he was a lot older than...
Pause.
Pause.
You're doing great.
That's so bad. It was long and hard.
I'm sure he's going to be very happy to know that.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. I could have let it go. I just couldn't. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Boss.
I'm sorry. So it was difficult.
This is why I love having a third person on here.
Okay.
All right, laugh break over.
Okay. Yeah.
It was an extended amount of period of time, and it was difficult.
Yeah, it was difficult.
It was really tough.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So where were we at?
It was a tough breakup. It took you a long time after that breakup to get.
Yeah, like I was so traumatized by that relationship that I needed to take time off, and I was just like in my single wanna era, and I was having such a good time.
Were you in LA at the time? Where are you from? Give me a little.
I'm from Romania.
Whoa! Like born and raised in Romania.
I'm from Romania.
Where's your accent?
It's gone.
Did you work hard to like try to like remove the accent?
I did have a dialect coach at one point, but only because of acting. Hmm. But no, I just came at such a young age that my voice wasn't fully developed.
Apparently. Let's talk about your voice. You have a very unique voice.
Thank you.
And you.
If you couldn't see me right now, how old would you think I was?
Oh, good comment. Hold on,
close your eyes.
All right, close your eyes.
I'm going to try.
Close your eyes, everyone.
Dude, I swear to God, 12.
It's the everyone that did it for me. Yeah.
But that was very, this leads over, that was very Disney of you. And you were an actress in Crash and Bernstein.
I was.
What was that experience like?
It was so surreal at the time. So, okay, going back to where I'm from Romania, from like a little village farm in Romania. I grew up without even like a television. So the concept of being on TV wasn't there.
Yeah.
It wasn't an idea in my brain. My parents moved out to the United States. I joined them a couple of years later with my brother.
Wait, they left you behind to start?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They left me with my grandparents. So my parents left me when I was 2 and I met them again when I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
And it was during a time of like no FaceTime.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see them. I remember being at the airport and I looked at my brother and I go, which ones are they? Like, I don't know what they look like.
No way.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
You couldn't send pictures back and forth?
I don't remember seeing photos.
What year was this?
I mean like early 2000s. So I don't really remember.
This was like, even if you saw an image, it was like on a BlackBerry and it would have looked... Yeah. Real weird.
And we didn't have that. I didn't have that.
Yeah, you didn't have a TV. It's probably dim. Yeah. Yeah.
So what was the Crash and Bernstein like?
So it was awesome. Like, it was amazing. I was like, what is happening? Like, I'm on Disney Channel. That's cool.
How did you even get it?
So, well, that's what I was getting to. Okay.
You just let the lady speak, Mark.
Well, so I got to Chicago. That's where I moved to. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, you are such an odd little girl. Like, you're not outgoing at all. So she put me in etiquette school because she was like, you're just different.
Mm-hmm.
And so
etiquette school, like how to be like proper.
How to be a lady.
Okay.
How to speak, how to talk. Like, I was kind of like. I was
like a tomboy?
Off, yeah, very tomboy off the streets of a little village in Romania. Yeah, it's hard to picture now, right? I know. But anyway, so I go to this etiquette school and it ends up being like a modeling acting school. And then they ended up being like the Barbies on people that brought people out to LA.
Okay.
To try out acting. So that's basically what I fell into.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to LA and just started working. Like
You were in Chicago?
I was in Chicago.
Okay, and they were like, you got something here.
Your daughter's got such a great personality, and she's so talented, and you guys should come out to LA and try out this competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and I met my manager, who I ended up having for like years to come.
Well, what was the competition?
It was called IMTA.
Okay.
International Modeling
Something. Talent Association. Talent,
yeah.
Perfect.
Barbie's on. you've heard of Barbie's on,
never,
right?
I don't know
what
that means. Not at
all. Okay, it's kind of like... I think in the Midwest or whatever, like, it's the thing that brings kids out.
Like pageantry type deal, right?
Okay.
You know? Huh?
Is it like pageantry stuff?
No, because it's focused on modeling and acting.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll host all these competitions and fake auditions, and you'll meet, like, casting directors and agents and managers. But I met my manager.
What was the competition? Like, what'd you have to do?
Like, you had a runway or you had an audition. You walked in a room, and they had a casting director there, and you, like, fake auditioned, and they just eliminated people.
Well, like, you really auditioned. You auditioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fake.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It was for... Like, you didn't audition for anything.
Right.
You were just
They wanted to put you in the scenario and see how you reacted.
They just, like,
handed
you a script.
Kind of like right now.
Right.
Okay, you're doing great. Okay.
How am I doing?
Who is like the star of Crash and Bernstein?
So it was a kid, a little boy that played my brother.
And he was the lead?
Yes. Wyatt was his character name.
What's his real name? Is he famous?
No.
No? Okay.
No, he really just like, he's like a normal kid now.
Okay.
You wouldn't have heard of him. Anyways, so wait, what was I saying?
So you compete, you do well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then my mom's like, oh my gosh, I love LA. Like, let's move out of Chicago. It sucks. It's
where's
cold.
Pops?
Where's Pops?
Yeah.
Pops is still in Chicago.
Okay.
So mom and I move out to LA by ourselves. She's like, Juana's gonna be an actress. She's a star. Mm-hmm. And I started working right away. And so she's like, let's just move to LA. So then my brother and my dad came over a year later, and then that's how I fell into the industry.
What was the experience like with Disney? Because I mean, I have a few friends that are Disney mm-hmm. actors, and they said it was like you had to hit the lines perfectly and you couldn't like improv. Did you have that same experience on that show?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had 3 weeks we'd be working, 1 week hiatus. Within that week, we had 3 days of rehearsals, 2 days of shooting. In those 3 days of rehearsals, the script changed tremendously from day one to day three. You had to really like memorize from day mm-hmm. to day. So like that had to kind of be like just such a strong skill of yours. And yeah, I mean, they had people calling out lines if you had them wrong or anything, but I don't know. I never really had an issue with it. My show allowed a lot of improv actually. They they enjoyed that. So we had a puppet on my show. So I had a puppeteer. So it was Crash and Bernstein. Crash was the puppet.
Okay.
So there were in the scenes with me was like a guy on a little rolly thing with the puppet.
Oh,
holding
wow.
a puppet.
That's
so,
interesting.
And they loved his improv. He's so funny. Like he would do Muppets and stuff like that. So he was super talented.
Wait, how old are you at this point?
20. Oh, at
you were
that
16.
No, not now. No. Bernstein show.
I started that. I think I shot the pilot when I was turned 16.
Can I ask something?
I had just turned 16, yeah.
So there's a lot of talk right now online about Nickelodeon.
Totally.
Guy.
Yeah.
Did you
I
ever
haven't seen that movie yet.
I haven't seen the documentary, okay. but I've seen some clips on TikTok. Did you ever experience anything like that on Disney?
Like, what are they saying?
Just like the guy, the writer, wrote a ton of like adult jokes and had kids do them.
Some of the scenes are like incredibly sexual and inappropriate.
Yeah, like
for
sticking
like
a pickle through a hole in the wall. And like,
you know what? So our show, there was always such a fine line. Like I remember that. I couldn't tell you a joke now to say it, but I remember all the jokes that they would put in. They would always say, like, oh, kids aren't going to get this, but this is so funny for the adults.
Really?
That's yeah. so bizarre.
And the thing was that my show was on Crash, or my show was on Disney XD, not on Disney Channel.
What's the difference?
They were trying to play it up. They were trying to tend to an older audience. And then me, I would be in fittings because I was the older sister. And I know that my character's purpose was to attract sex appeal because I would be in fittings. And they would be like tightening things and taking things in and saying that I needed to like show my body more.
At 16 years old.
Yeah.
Because how did you feel about that?
At the time, I didn't really think about it. But when I got older, I was like, oh, I remember those fittings and like how those went. And I didn't really think about it at the time. I was just like, oh.
Just like, I want to do this thing. I want to
do
it well.
But then
like,
it starts clicking. You're like, oh, my character was there to like attract the boys to watch mm-hmm. it. So there was always like.
How long were you on, or how long did the...
So it aired for 2 seasons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I also did other shows within Disney, so I was kind of in their little machine for a while. I did Kickin' It and Lab Rats. So, yeah.
How did you, like, be a person during that? Because, like, you shot all the time. Like, did you go to school?
Yeah,
like,
I was homeschooled.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I started homeschooling in fifth grade. I tried to go to school, but it was just not working out. I'd be auditioning and leaving school all the time. So homeschool, and I loved it.
Going back to your mother coming to and father coming to America and leaving you, did you have resentment towards them, or do you, do you think you were just too young?
No, I think I was really young.
Yeah,
and I loved living with my grandparents. You know, it was. I just remember that first year being hard. Like I couldn't speak English. They threw me into first grade and I didn't know how to say yes or no. Like, I did not speak any English. Mm-hmm. I remember having, my mom made me these index cards. One was blue, one was red. And the blue was if I needed water, the red to go to the bathroom. And then I'd get on the bus to go home and I'd get lost because I can't hear when they're, or I could hear, but yeah. I don't understand what they're saying. So I just remember that first year being hard because my mom's like meeting her daughter again and she wants to like hold me and hug me. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. You yeah. know, it was like uncomfortable.
That'd be but really
it's
weird.
Also crazy to think back to that now because I'm mm-hmm. like, I can't believe I went through that. I had to learn a whole new language and live in a whole new world.
It's such a young age to be separated from mom and dad like yeah. that. It seems super tough.
But now that I'm older, I like kind of feel bad for them because I'm like, wow.
Because they
like,
had to leave?
Yeah. yeah I'm yeah. like, you missed my childhood. Like, that sucks.
Were they really present when you were going through like the modeling and acting part of your career?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. They were so supportive. I mean, my mom quit her job and she was, you know, on set mom with me, like auditions, work every day. And then my dad was just really supportive of it always. Like, he moved the whole family here for it. Like, that's I'm awesome. So thankful to them, yeah.
I love how when we started the podcast, she was so nervous. And this is
literally,
this is perfect.
Turned into the yeah. Wanna interview and she's crushing it.
You wait, you tricked me.
Yeah.
This is my podcast?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, I was nervous to see how you do because some people don't talk.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't even had to say it. Shit.
Yeah. I know.
What was your week like? What are you coming to the table with today?
Yeah.
Okay. My week this week, I got some more conspiracy stuff that I like.
Oh,
okay. I know I won't bring that. No, I actually like, all right, this one's fun. So my TikTok algorithm is sports, conspiracy theories, like pyramid alien stuff, and dog memes.
I
got
totally
one.
Believe in aliens.
Well, obviously, because they're real.
Okay. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, there is a CIA document. This is a real thing.
Okay.
There's a CIA document that was initially, it was like barred from public communication. But after, I guess, a certain number of years, you can release that information to the public. And it is a like 30-page document about a government-funded study they did that talks about how to use energy and visualization to like make things manifest in the physical space using your thoughts, your energy.
What do you mean?
30-page CIA document.
I'm lost.
So basically,
manifesting?
Yes. It is like a 30-page document.
We're all doing it.
On manifesting. But okay, we're all doing it. But I feel like if you tell most people that, they're like, ah, oh, it's fucking bullshit, right?
Well,
it's
I think a load of shit. Lately we've been seeing results. So I think everyone's like, wait, we're on to something.
If the CIA did a 30-page funded study and like presented it, there's got to be something to it.
You're talking about manifesting like things in your life?
Yeah.
Oh, you! I thought. Why
like
is
you're
this
saying
a study?
Is there science? Yes. Science backed.
Well, the study was basically like, is manifestation real, and we like direct it to have immediate impact, like very practical physical impact?
Okay.
And apparently, the study says that you can, and you can like tap into different energy wavelengths and make things.
Hold on, I'm
going to
manifest real quick.
There's a whole process.
Make this podcast go viral. Make this podcast go viral. Make this podcast go viral. Lily Rose Depp. Lily Rose Depp. Lily Rose Depp. The reason I said her is because I saw her this weekend.
Where'd you
at
see
Soho
her?
Soho House. Am I allowed to talk about that?
Which one?
The West Hollywood one.
No pictures, please.
She's got a girlfriend though.
Really?
I didn't even
She's
know she
lesbian?
Was. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
That makes sense to me. She was really hot.
I could see
it. That makes sense. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
girls love doing that. They love like
being
knowing
lesbians?
That they're so hot and they're like, fuck you, I like girls.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I like see it and I'm like, of course you are.
You think that they get satisfaction out of guys wanting them and them not being into them?
Yeah.
Or they're just,
it's an ego push for anybody to be like, I'm this hot.
Do you enjoy
I know that I'm not hot enough to
be hit on by a male.
I've been hit on by a few guys.
Same.
Yeah, I've been hit on by a few guys. Yeah, yeah. It is kind of flattering if I'm, it's like, okay, thanks, dude.
I remember when
I actually think that was my reaction was thanks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Builds your confidence up
a
little
bit. Yeah, it
feels nice. I've been hit on by dudes before, but I remember when I first moved to LA, my friends were like, they're like, oh, let's go to the Abbey. And I was like, oh, sure. Like, I just moved to L.A. I don't know what any of this shit is.
What a fun-sounding bar this is.
That was the first bar I've ever been to in L.A.
And it's a gay bar in West Hollywood.
What an intense first bar experience.
I know. I was scared. I was like, wow.
It's a pretty intense gay bar.
Yeah.
In West Hollywood. And that was, like, one of the first.
Naked boys in your face.
Yeah.
I've also heard so many people been like, I got roofied at the Abbey.
I've heard that a lot.
So much.
The sketchiest place in all of West Hollywood.
Sorry, have you ever been roofied? Abbey.
Oh, yeah, you did get roofied.
You've gotten roofied?
Sorry, I'm not laughing.
We did a whole podcast about me getting roofied.
Oh, so we can't do it again?
It went so viral.
The short version is a lady, I went on a date with a lady and she...
An escort?
No, I didn't pay, sir.
Yeah, you did. In the end.
Well, kind of.
How'd you find her?
So I was at the dog park and she approached me and we started talking. She ended up drugging my drink and stealing things from my house.
His Rolex, his laptop.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So yes, I've been roofied before.
Wait, I saw that bit.
Yeah,
that wasn't a bit. It was. He stole my shit.
It's a real life things story. Are gone.
Was it insured?
Yeah, everything was fine.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What's the worst?
Rolex? No, that's not a Rolex.
Everyone's doing.
Not okay. Speaking of being roofied, but what's the worst date you've ever been on?
I went on a blind date, my only blind date ever.
Who set it up?
This girl, Janet, I used to be really close friends with.
Okay.
Why'd you air quotes it?
I said blind date?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Why I was did like, I did you know that? Who they were?
No, I was just blind. I don't know. That's what people call it.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Continue.
Sorry. Anyways, so I was like, okay, fine. Cause I was just like not dating and I showed up and I got to the bar and he was already a couple of shots in and I was like,
solo shots.
You don't have to be nervous. It's okay. Yeah. And he started kind of deep diving into his life and he was really sad and he was living at home with his mom, which is fine.
Yeah.
I still live at home with my parents. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But he was crying about it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is a lot, and it's really heavy, and I gotta go. But I didn't say that, but I left.
You left?
I had to. So
how did you leave?
I went to the bathroom. I pulled that
No, you didn't.
I did. I had to. It was sad.
Wait, did you just leave after that? Like, yeah. You went to the bathroom and then never came back?
Yeah.
I've only heard about this happening online.
This poor man is crying his eyes out to you.
It was just like, it wasn't even, you know, if he was sober and crying and like, I could, but he was drunk and I was like, you're a mess.
It's certainly not your responsibility to hear him out. That's still a pretty savage way to leave though, dude.
I went into it not really wanting to go into it. And then I was like, what the hell am I doing here?
What did your friend say about it? Janet.
I don't even remember. No. Janet and I don't talk anymore.
Aww.
Do you want to say something to the man if he's watching now?
I hope you're doing well and moved out.
That's a...
God damn.
I saw something online about red flags in a first date, and the guy getting overly drunk is a pretty big red flag.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
I don't think I should do that. If any guys are watching, like, just wait for the girl and have a drink together. She's not going to, like, bite you. Don't be so nervous. You know?
Well, this is interesting. Like... As two relatively recently single men, are there like effective, like reasonable ways to approach a lady? I feel like going up to a girl at a bar is so like tacky and like weird. Like do you have to wait to be introduced by a friend? Like how do you open? What's a good opening way to meet a nice
lady? That's a hard question.
What do you
If it's like? Hard for you, I'm it's impossible
to,
for us.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You're right though, because when guys approach me, when I'm out, I'm like, okay. But like, how sad that's our response.
Yeah, right.
Because that's how it should be, right? But no, I don't know. I feel like that should be the way.
Do you prefer like a DM slide so you can like investigate before? Or is that also tacky? I feel like every open is tacky, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it really does help to have a mutual friend or something.
100%.
If you can find that, then it's like, you know, you're around, you're hanging out, and it's not like, too intense.
And you trust them because they're friends with your...
Yeah, like,
unless,
like,
it's Janet.
Okay. Unless it's Janet. Unless it's Janet.
Then that's trust Janet. No trust at all. I feel like the dating landscape has changed a ton. Like, talking about my mom and dad being married for 46 years, like, the introduction of social media and, like, all that stuff has made dating so much different. And all these dating apps. I got on Hinge after my first breakup, but it was... I never met up with anyone, but I would just, like, wanted to talk to a girl. It was so pathetic.
Aww. I don't think that's pathetic. It's also really easy to slide into like a hole of like swiping and swiping and swiping. It's like all of a sudden it's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dating apps?
I don't use any.
I'm also not on any apps. Oh.
I downloaded the Blush app, but only...
Is this a promo? What is that? Is that new?
Oh, yeah. Look into camera when you do this.
Yeah. Do you have a code for people?
No, I only downloaded it because they keep throwing these events and they like made me do it.
Okay.
So that was my first time on an app. No, I have a boyfriend now, but I deleted that. But I don't know if my profile is still active.
Do you want to talk at all about your relationship?
We could.
I have questions.
You do?
I have questions, yes.
Okay. So you were in a relationship for how long?
For 1 year.
And then you broke up for 6 months.
Yes.
And now you're back together.
And now we're back together.
How did that come about? Because I'm sure a lot of people, you know.
It's heavy.
I know my whole TikTok is like tarot card readings right now.
Nice.
And they're like,
really?
If you're seeing this, there's no hashtags. It was meant for you.
Oh, no.
And it's like, they're going to come back into your life. Like, this is what they want to tell you.
Oh, gosh.
But that hasn't happened.
I have a really good psychic if you want her number.
No.
I feel like she should know mine. Like, yeah. She should be able to contact me.
Yeah, so we broke up after a year. I broke it off. I was just very definitive about it. I won't get into what happened, but I was just like done. Over it. Mm-hmm. And just cut it off. And he basically was very persistent. Like in the time that we had broken up, we were broken up and there was no sense of speaking about getting back together from my end, but there was from his. Like he was very much like, I'm getting in therapy. I'm going to do all the things that I didn't do and that I regret to make this work. Mm. So he was really fighting for me.
It's good.
Yeah. So it was really good. And in the meantime, I started dating someone else and, you know, dating someone so soon after a breakup, like it's bound to be a rebound type situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? It was distracting in a way. And in a way, it made me feel really good in a time where I felt really shitty.
But in this time that he's working on himself, why weren't you working on yourself?
Yeah. So that's what I started feeling really guilty about. I really did. And that brought me to where I'm at today, I guess, because I was dating someone and I knew it wasn't for the right reasons, even though I really liked that guy. I was like still thinking about my ex. Mm-hmm. And I started feeling really guilty that he was doing everything in his power to make it work and I was not even giving it a chance. So then I had to just break it off, which that was hard too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, gosh, how many times do I need to break things off with these guys?
Did you just not? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know how you are in a relationship, but I'm assuming that
it's just hard for me. I'm
nobody's
such a...
perfect. So why didn't you choose to work on things when he was as well?
Because I think I was so full of blaming him for the breakup. And yeah, totally. I had my faults too. And totally. I admitted to a lot of that. But at the time, the way that it happened, it was on him. That's how it kind of made
okay.
it seem.
Yeah.
And
did he take ownership of that? It was like, this is my bad for whatever took place. And now I'm trying to fix that thing.
Well, so I was the one that went running back before we got back together. I think he finally got to a point where I think he was like ready to move on from me. Cause he was like, okay, like if she's going to go see someone else, whatever.
That's but when they come back, when they got this feeling that they're going to, yeah. they're done for good. And then you swoop in.
Well, it was honestly so hard because I was so back and forth in my thoughts of like what mm-hmm. to do. Or, you know, when you leave someone, like you're like, I left them for a reason. Like I should like, good.
Right. Honor that.
But then you're like, you have all these feelings, so you're just back and forth. And it was, I had never gone through that in my life before, so it was really hard. But I finally just made a decision, and I ended things with this guy, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just call him and see if he'll want to talk. I don't know. He could have been dating someone new, too.
So during that, like, break period, was it, you said you went back to him. Was it like no communication? Were you?
Yeah,
you
there was.
Did you block each other? Like, how did you?
Oh, we blocked
like,
each other okay. a million times back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, I'm sure. Like, why are we even doing this?
Right.
But we always knew deep down, like, that we just loved each other so much. And so I went back and we had a cry session.
Nice.
And it was actually so dramatic, you guys, because it was like 3 days before New Year's. Mm. And I spent New Year's in Chicago with my family. And we had spent the previous year together there. And I was like, I want to get back together. Will you spend New Year's with me? And he was like, oh no, I got a trip to Miami.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, so hurt. Mm-hmm. Like stabbed to the heart. I was like,
did he go to Miami?
I was like, this is what you've been waiting for. Like, what do you mean? And yeah, he went to Miami and I was like heartbroken all over again. And you guys, it was so dramatic. Like, this is literally like, it was a soap opera. I go to Chicago. I'm home with my family. He's in Miami. He's also heartbroken. And he's like, he tells his friend, I got to go to Chicago. I got to be with her. And then he flies over to Chicago and he is literally in the snow with flowers knocking on my family's door.
No, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And I like didn't want to accept him in at first because I was like, how dare you go to Miami?
You are so confusing.
Yeah, seriously. I thought that's exactly what you wanted to happen.
It was like,
but you wanted it to happen the
way
you wanted it.
I wanted
it
to happen then.
Yeah, well, he wanted it to happen for 6 months.
I know. I'm guilty.
God, girls are so interesting, bro. I don't think I'll ever understand them.
I don't think we're supposed to.
It was a mess. But, I mean, moral of the story is he really fought for me and it worked.
Can I ask? Because I know when couples are together and then they break up and then they get back together, you're supposed to not really ask, like, what have you been up to? Did you guys have that conversation? Or did you just, like, I don't care if you slept with other people? Like,
yeah,
I
did, because he knew I was seeing someone new. And he was, like, dating around, but nothing's really serious. Just kind of, like, first dates.
Mm.
So we had a little brief talk about it, but we definitely had to decide, like, we're leaving it in the past.
Yeah.
We can't bring it up in arguments. We can't, you know. But it's been hard. Like, we've been in therapy and, like, actively.
I was going to ask, are you now, like, working on things together? Is he still going to therapy? What's going on?
We're in therapy.
To get couples therapy.
Couples therapy, and we're going to be starting individual therapy. Yeah.
It's hard
to find a therapist.
It really is.
And he was so eager to do it, which was great.
But he started it though, right? Like,
Okay. He was already doing it.
Right. Seems like he's been putting in the work.
I know.
I respect that.
Yeah, me too. So I was like, you know what? I should feel really grateful.
Do you recommend couples therapy?
Yes. Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It's brought up a lot and there's still so much healing to do, but I recommend it. I used to never do therapy, by the way. I was always like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I could talk to my mom and whatever.
Well,
but
what you said, it's hard to find a good therapist because I've had two therapists. I used BetterHelp.
Okay.
And I didn't feel like they were in like Oklahoma and I'm talking about like this LA life.
I just didn't feel
like they understood like what I'm trying to say and stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't really benefit, but I want to try the in-person therapy.
I think it's important to find someone that really aligns with the way that you see things and the way that you do things too. And they might correct your behavior, but still, they need to really align with your views.
Have you ever done couples therapy?
My therapist rocks. His name's Rob Mack, just as a complete shout out, because he's the fucking man. I've seen him now for three years now. I tried couples therapy with my most recent ex. I don't think, like, you've got to be ready for it as well. I don't think that she was prepared to have that serious of a conversation with someone else. We did it once. I think it went well. Her and I were back and forth forever. God bless the girl. I love her to death. But it was definitely a difficult time period where I'd fallen into this, like, very comfortable therapy, like, habit and session. Mm-hmm. And it was relatively new for her. And so, like, I was so much more involved in the therapy than I think she was at the time. But even in the one session, like, just it unearthed so much stuff. Whether or not you're ready to deal with that stuff is a different conversation, but it definitely brings up a ton of stuff. So
why do you think, I mean, I'm finding through based on these three men we're talking about, me, you, and your boyfriend, why is it that men are willing to work on themselves, but women want to be accepted for how they are?
Because we're women.
Is that just the answer?
Because women are right.
Women are what?
Women are always right.
But it just honestly, it seems like, oh, men women want men, they want a good man, right? And he has to work so hard on himself, but women are just there. But I think
a lot of times men aren't willing to do that work. Sometimes they are, like in my position and the way that you're, you know, doing things. But if they're not, a lot of times they're very stubborn about it too. So I think women just want to look for someone that is willing to put in the work and is like committed to making things work or to changing certain behaviors.
I saw something about women have like 50 things that they look for in a man and men have like five.
Like three? Yeah.
So what are your top three things you look for?
Respects me, supports me, and loves me.
Those are good.
That's all I really care about.
It's pretty close.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, love, of course, right? Mm-hmm. I think they're like, to a certain extent, like protects, like their job is to protect my feelings as well. Mm-hmm. Like our job is to take care of each other.
Yeah.
And respecting is an equal for sure. Yeah. Pretty close.
What do you look for? 6 foot, 100,000,
250,000
a year.
At least.
Drives a Lambo.
I know. No,
I actually never looked at height. I don't get it. Nice. Although my boyfriend.
Nice. That's a great answer.
But my boyfriend is tall.
Timestamp. It's a great answer.
My boyfriend is tall though, but I never like looked for it. Like every other guy I dated, except for him, has been actually relatively short.
How short are we talking?
Like 5'9".
Nice.
There's hope.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I would feel like just their height almost.
It's funny.
And I'm 5'4", and I love wearing heels.
Oh, you're only 5'4"?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I feel like, you don't seem that short. I saw a video in this guy.
Cool, thanks.
This guy goes up to women and in public, and he's like, does height matter in a guy? And the women are like, yeah, of course height fucking matters. And then he puts a scale on the ground. He's like, step on the scale.
I've seen that too.
And she's like, I'm not stepping on the scale. He's like, why? You're allowed to judge us based off ours. Why can't we judge off yours?
Yeah, honestly, it's fair.
I agree that it's fair. It's just not going to go well ever.
No.
It is funny.
Don't ask a girl her weight.
Do you know Olga?
Olga
Safari?
I know of her, but no, I don't know.
So she's recently going viral. She's a friend of mine.
Really? She's so pretty.
She recently went viral on TikTok. I'm going to play this TikTok, and she's getting clapped by women. She said, these are five red flags in women. I want you guys to tell me.
Wait, red flags about men or about women?
Women.
Okay.
And she's naming them?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to play it for you guys. And you guys in the comments, too, let me know.
In girls, if she's over the age of like 25, but she's at a club multiple times a week, red flag. If she's gotten with your homies, red flag. If her Instagram page looks like she's in a new country every single week and you can tell it's definitely not for work, red flag. If you've been in a relationship with her for a long time and she refuses to post you online and kind of acts single, red flag. If they still keep in contact with guys that they've been intimate with or guys that they have dated, that is a red flag. If she's on a private jet every weekend to a new city or country, red flag. Like and comment for part two. Bye.
So what do you think about those red flags?
I have mixed reviews.
I'll let the lady go first.
I think for the most part, yes.
25 at the club.
Multiple times a week.
Red flag. Immediately red flag. What are you doing? Like literally to every girl in LA that's over the age of 30, that's like fucking at all these damn festivals and whatever.
But that's 30. 25 still, I think, a little young.
Yeah, 25, I don't know. 25's kind of fine.
Yeah.
It's a distinction of multiple days a week.
But it like, depends.
Multiple days a week is a lot, because what are you doing?
Maybe the 25-year-old is not looking to date. But yeah, if I meet a girl and we're talking and she's like, she wants to date me and then she's like going to the club, if she doesn't stop that behavior, then I think it's like, oh yeah,
if she's single and she's 25, single, that's fine. Multiple times a week though?
That's a little
aggressive. That's what I'm saying.
You get it's one like, time a week. If it's multiple times, I'm concerned that you're living in like a promoter house or something.
So you don't think Friday, well, Friday, Saturday night's not fine. That's multiple times a week. I
guess it's fine. Honestly, let's give the 25-year-olds
imagine
break.
The boys. Friday, we're going to the bar. Saturday, we're
and
watching sports.
And they
got to
meet the girls. All right.
I think at 25, it's a matter of preference.
Yeah.
At 30, it's a red flag.
At 30,
at 25,
it's a red flag.
It's a matter of preference. Like
30 plus, it's a red flag.
Like, I don't want to go at all at this point in my life.
Oh, me
let either. Alone 2 days in a row.
I have no desire to go.
I used to, when I first started popping off on social media, I was going to Warwick on Wednesdays, hell Fridays, yeah, Saturdays.
I was going
to
pop you on Monday, baby.
Never
I
met a girl.
I definitely had my moment of doing all that. Yeah. So I get it.
I think too, she clarified, like she's speaking about kind of like LA more so than like the rest of the world. Cause like,
right.
What girl in Ohio is flying on private jets every weekend or, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Okay, so it's so, like LA dating.
Okay, so what's next?
Yeah, I'm good with the one. I like that answer.
If she's gotten with your homies.
That is, it's like, okay, before or after we dated. Because LA's a small world. Honestly. You
I mean,
know
everyone's
what I mean?
Fucked everyone in LA pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of people have been, you
I
know.
Think it's a red flag.
I hate it.
Yeah, because if you're attracted it. To my boy and he... Like,
for well, that's my, wait. For can your, wait, let's rephrase the question so I understand it because
it's a red flag. Like, if she's hooked up with my dude, my boy, like, say a girl I'm talking to, Iggy's hooked up with, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, like, dude, my boy fucked my girl.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And
yeah,
what if
yeah,
I get
yeah.
married to her and he's at my wedding?
It's like, no, that's weird.
Hey, I hit that before they started dating.
No, like, I think it's weird. I think it should try to be avoided.
Yeah.
The distinction is if, like, you brought her into our friend group. And then once you split, she fucks one of us. That's fucked up.
That, I mean, that's a horrible person.
You, that's what I'm saying.
That's a
that's more than a red flag. You're a bad human being.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked
yeah.
up. But before, like, if there's like a one night stand,
saying,
you don't
like,
know
what if
anybody.
You don't know?
You're going to know if your boy hooked up with your girl.
No, but it's like, but like if if there's a girl that you bring around who hooked up with a friend of yours, but did... Like, didn't know you guys knew each other. Like, completely yeah. random occurrence. That's, of course, that's fine. Whatever. It's the afterwards.
Would that bother you?
Yeah.
Not
say
now.
You started talking
not
to
now.
A girl and you're like, bro, you're so excited. You're like, dude, I just went on a date with this chick. And I'm like, oh, I hit that.
Not now.
Not now.
I think when okay. I was younger, maybe. Okay. But not now. No.
All right. Next
He's
one.
He's confident.
If our IG page looks like she's in a new country every single week and you can tell it's definitely not for work.
It just... Depends. Like, yeah, obviously that's
dudes flying her out.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
such a thing.
I think
now.
Red flag. And she refuses if she refuses to post you online and kind of act single. I think you do this.
Yeah. So I have a thought here.
Whoa.
I don't act single though. That's
I mean,
my
I think
thing.
That's up for interpretation.
Well,
I think.
So, let me say something. When mm-hmm. you got here, I was like, oh, how is being single?
Yeah.
I thought you were single because of your right. Instagram.
And I corrected you.
But you did tell me you broke up a long time ago. So
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So when we dated the first time, he was all over my social media. Mm-hmm. We were doing like cute little TikTok trends, all this stuff. I was like, I want to have a cute Instagram relationship. And then we broke up and he disappeared. Mm-hmm. And now we're back together. And I don't know, there's something about having some image on social media that people always have something to say. So now bringing him back in, it almost makes me nervous.
I think it applies differently to us because we have followers. But if I lived in Ohio and had like 100 followers...
Then it's a red flag.
It's a red flag if I'm not posting.
100%. Like, why? Yeah.
But, I mean, I've made the mistake twice and... I've branded myself as that guy, mm-hmm. but I think in my next relationship, I'm not going to post shit like all the time. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I would like to keep things private, but not secret.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask. Like, I think as a guy, it's as confident as we may be. It is nice to have the person you're with be, at least in my mind, it's like, I'm proud of the relationship.
Yeah.
I'd
yeah.
like people to see it.
I agree.
I don't have to be on your main feed every other week. Like, but yeah. like, but something showing that like, I'm happy to be in this relationship
yeah.
without it being so in your face to yeah. me feels nice. Like it feels good to me.
Yeah. To be honest, I've just been holding off a little bit because we just kind of got back together
yeah,
and
yeah.
we're working on things. And I'm like, gosh, if this doesn't work, like I'm not doing this again, you know? So yeah.
Well, and people like Iggy, you don't really post on social media. So
not
it's
really.
Like, even if you're in a relationship, it's like you didn't post before the relationship. So why would you start posting now?
That's true. But I think like if I were to get back into like a healthy relationship, I'd be excited about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm just at a different spot in my mm-hmm. personal life where it's like, I'd be happy to share that.
Why don't you post on social media?
I mean,
who
gives a fuck that I'm playing Madden on a Thursday or
I
like
mean, you're on the podcast?
Nobody. I post our stuff.
Yeah.
Like my
yeah, when I post it first and then you repost it.
Yeah, but you're good at it.
You're like,
yeah, but you're awesome at it. But you're good at doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, like,
do you need a social media manager?
That's the last thing I need. I like, it's like I walk my dog 3 times a day and I get a workout in and I talk to you and I play Call of Duty with the boys. That's a regular day.
You should post a story right now.
All right, you know what?
What was the last challenge
accepted? Hold on.
Okay, the last one. Hold on. Red flag if they keep in contact with guys that they've been intimate with or guys that they have dated.
I don't like that either.
I have thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been intimate with people that I'm like friends with. So same. I sometimes think that maybe it's not that big of a deal. Hi.
Right? I've tried to explain this to a girl that I dated. I was like, I can hook up with a friend and still be friends. And she could not understand how.
Yeah, like if there was just nothing there, you know what I mean?
It was fun, whatever. Like,
yeah, so that's, I think, the only excuse.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want her, my person in contact with, like,
someone they had feelings for. Like,
yeah, if they were dating.
Someone they're like, thinking about.
What do you think about being friends with an ex?
I'm friends with one of my exes.
Really?
Give me context. How long ago?
How long was the relationship?
That was my longest relationship. It was like 4.5 years.
The first heartbreak, you mean?
Yeah.
Dude, that shit shattered you. And you were single for 3 years and you're still friends?
Oh, no, before that.
Oh, before that.
I had a lot of serious... Well, what a were you, lot like, of...
14?
I was so young. Yeah, that's the thing.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
No, it does. We were together for so long.
No, no, in terms of like me being worried about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. So we're really good friends. But that was my first heartbreak and it was... Gosh, it just...
How old were you?
So, we started dating when I was like 17.
Big on Crash and Bernstein.
Yeah, I was killing it. Oh, oh yeah, my gosh. Right, huh? I was working it. I was killing it. And he had a big beard. And everyone was like, why is Juana dating this guy with this beard? And he was young, but he was just, remember when beards were like a trend?
Yeah, with like the man bun.
And
it was like
the very rock and roll. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he have a man bun? I don't know. But anyway, he looked way too old for me.
How old was he?
He was only 3 years older than me, though. I was like, you guys, it's fine. But he was like Armenian and like hairy.
That's illegal.
I was going to say, you were 17?
20 and 17. That's pretty illegal.
17 and
we're
going to
call that 18 and 20.
We're going to call it 18.
There you go.
Correction.
There we go.
But yeah. Oh, love him.
Does he still live out here?
What's that?
Does he still live out here?
No, he lives in New York now.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
are you fine. Friends
yeah,
with
but
any
we
exes?
Always hang out when he comes to town. We talk. Like, our families were just so close, and he was just there for, like, big life moments for me. So when we broke up, I was like, gosh, I really hope that one day we can just be friends. And that came true.
That's yeah. not... Yeah. Do you feel like... I feel like there is this, like... ever asked question of whether you can actually be just friends with a male or like a member of the opposite sex. Like if you called him and you were like, hey, I'm in town. I want to go to dinner and maybe see where things go. He would go.
Yes.
And he would be interested.
Yes.
So you're not just friends.
No, but he would do it just because we care about each other and we're friends. No, I'm serious.
I'm asking, but you know what
you're saying.
I know what I'm asking. Oh, in that case, like, well, that's a different scenario.
Let's say his name's John. I don't want to put this shit out there.
His name actually is John.
Is it really? Oh, no. Oh, fuck you. I was like, really? All right. If you call John and you were 3 drinks in or whatever, and you're like, come meet me. I miss you. I really want to see you. And there was that like a bit of like a sexual energy there. Do you think his response would be, I'll meet you there. I'll see you later.
I think he would just probably be concerned. Like he'd be like, are you getting home all right?
I don't think women can be friends with men.
I'm closer on that train than I used to be.
Because
I disagree.
If you called any dude at 2 a.m. and you're a friend, hey, come over.
I have a lot of guy friends.
He's going to comb his beard. He's going to trim his beard up and he's going to fucking meet you at that.
No, I have so many platonic male friendships.
But if you wanted it, they would.
I don't know. I don't like to think about
I'm
that.
So nice. They don't like to think about it. Yeah, but I guarantee
reality.
You. Exactly right. The guy would be over in a minute.
Yeah, so it's but not, just so to it's not be platonic. There for me as a friend.
Yeah, okay. All right.
On my last podcast, I was talking to this girl, Madison. She told me that it's easier for men to date than women, or to hook up. And I was like, are you fucking insane?
What do you mean?
You disagree?
Do you know how hard it is for a guy to get laid versus a girl?
Or did she just mean like the emotional side?
No, she meant get laid. She's like, oh, it's pretty easy for guys out here to get laid. I'm like, no, it's not.
It's infinitely easier for the girl.
Infinitely easier for the girl.
I have to burp.
Sorry. You could do that and still get laid. Yeah. We can't. Exactly. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter for you.
Wow, I didn't think it was so hard. I mean, it's LA. Like, girls, all you got to do is go out on a Friday night.
No.
True.
25-year-olds are out there.
Yeah, right?
Well, but it's like, as a guy, it's like, are you willing to stay out till 3 or 4 in the morning just to like have
maybe
that experience?
Get lucky?
No,
get
her home. Never again. Awful.
I couldn't.
Much. I agree. It's infinitely easier for girls. They can just call someone.
You know what I'm finding?
Isn't that
hard?
Easy for girls to just go and hook up? It's such a journey.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
To be out and to be up in the club.
You don't have to go out.
You could literally
though.
Call somebody.
You could call somebody at 6 p.m. and be like, hey, can I come over? You're like, yeah, sure. Cancel my night for you.
Totally.
I've never done that.
But you could, is the point.
You could.
Okay.
You know what? It's hard for me. I'm obviously not in the dating mode right now, but I'm such a, like, now that I'm older, and I've always been like this. I've always been the type of guy that enjoys, like, the campfire with my boys or, like, just laid back friend stuff.
Yeah.
Dating is such a scary thing to me right now. Like, oh, I gotta ask you to go to dinner.
It's so active.
And then maybe we have to go to a bar after and get a drink. And then, like, it's so much work.
You know what? I feel like I would love to do more of an activity over dinner for a first date.
Oh, bowling's my go-to all the time.
Bowling. You love bowling.
I love bowling.
We should go bowling soon.
Let's go. We went.
Yeah, bowling
rock. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Be careful. He has his own bowling ball and shoes.
Oh, I know.
He's very serious about it. He's very serious
before,
about it.
Right?
Yeah, we've gone.
Yeah.
With Jimmy and everyone.
Yeah.
That was fun.
All right. So you like activity over like a fancy dinner?
Yeah, I think so. At
as
first.
A first
like,
date. As
no,
a first date.
Don't get me wrong. Definitely take me on a fancy dinner too.
Okay.
You know, like take care of me a little bit. But take me on a hike. Like we could go do a workout, go to the beach, walk around.
If you had to pick one for a first date, is it activity or would you like the guy to show you that he can take care of you a bit?
I would say activity first because that's where we can talk about everything and I'll actually get to know them.
And it's not a hookup environment.
And it's not like a sit-down interview. Yeah.
Sure.
There's less pressure. It's like, oh, we're going our separate ways after this. Versus dinner.
Also,
he's
you're
like,
finding something to bond
after,
over.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dinner, it's kind of like, oh, does he want me to put out or like this, that, and the other?
Oh, yeah. Like, do we have to go to his place after? Like, yeah.
Is that a red flag if a guy asks you on a first date and afterwards he's like, want to go back to my place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn off?
I mean, not necessarily. Like, maybe you're down for it, but maybe that's just what he was looking for, you know? So then I would probably reconsider like, okay, where is he at? What does he want?
Yeah.
I like bowling. I'm in a bowl. Bowling sounds fun.
I was just seeing if you guys would continue to talk or if I had to lead the conversation.
What else could we talk about? What's the last date you've been on, Mark?
I went on a date post breakup.
Oh, tell us about it.
It was fine. I mean, we went to Dave and Buster's, which I thought would be more fun, but we both didn't have a good time. I didn't realize how boring that place is. Like, the games.
It's just full of games.
Yeah, but I'm 30.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it was kind of boring. Aww. And then we went to Holloway House, had a drink there, and played like Connect Four and backgammon and just chatted.
That's
fun. You just played children's games the entire date.
Yeah, pretty much. Nice. But I had a good time, but I wasn't like looking for anything. I was just like going. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it like, all right, I've been single for a little bit. I'm going to force myself to interact with a human being.
I forced myself for sure. And
I feel like sometimes you have to do that.
But I was upfront about it. I told
her.
I said, hey, you know, like, I think I saw her a few times and I told her, I was like, I think you're a really sweet girl. And I just want to let you know I'm going through a breakup right now and not really in the headspace to. I was like, enjoy hanging out with you, but I don't want you to feel as though you're a rebound. I'm not really looking for anything.
How would you feel if you heard that?
I'd be like, oh, I'm a rebound for sure.
Are you
but
like,
I said, you're a good girl. I don't want you to be that.
Yeah.
So you can leave. You know, like I gave the out.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm up front. I'm not lying. Yeah, then you can
kind of make a decision off of
I'm just not in the headspace to date.
I feel like some girls would get so ego bruised by that.
I think some girls might even take that as a challenge.
She did.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, I can get him to really like me.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I just felt like I had to be honest. I'm very big on the self-work after a breakup and not jumping into something super quick.
So Dodgers baseball team just got a new stud. All right. Shohei Ohtani.
What's a stud?
Big old. What a beefcake. What an absolute
like
workhorse.
Like a stud.
Yeah. Like, he's good. A good looking guy. He's the best player in baseball.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
Cool. Japanese guy.
I said he's a good looking guy.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know
they play baseball in Japan.
They're really good at baseball.
Really?
They love fucking baseball
in Japan.
That's
so funny.
Yeah, they love fucking baseball.
Go ahead. Fucking baseball. All right, so this guy, Shohei Ohtani, huge contract. He needs an interpreter because he's natively Japanese. And a story broke loose literally within the last like 48 hours that stated that Shohei's interpreter had been stealing money from him to cover gambling debts. And I'm pretty sure it's $4.5 million. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
So that's one story that we got. Another slightly varied story was that Shohei was going to cover the debts that he knew that his interpreter had. So conflicting stories. One, Shohei knew that there were debts and he was willing to cover him. Mm-hmm. One is, had no idea and this guy was stealing money from him.
Or the third, Shohei's
or betting. The third, which is and even more likely. Guy.
And he's covering it up.
Exactly.
He's taking the fall.
Because apparently you're not allowed. So as a baseball player, a professional, you can bet on other sports, but not in California, which is where he lived.
Yeah.
I would put my money, if I was betting, but we can't because we're in California, that the dude's the fall guy.
Yeah.
Without question.
100%.
The stories are crazy.
How does your interpreter have access to your bank account?
That's what I'm saying. And
that's actually a really bad cover up.
A couple hundred bucks? Maybe.
Yeah.
$4.5 million?
My interpreter somehow stole $4.5 million. I didn't see a shot.
I don't know what goes on in Japan, but in America.
You know, it's so funny to me that sports betting is illegal in California because
I can't understand why.
There's like no criminal penalties for like fentanyl and like drugs.
Wow.
But I can't bet on the fucking.
Hey, that's where we draw the
March
line,
Madness.
Bro.
Yeah.
You can.
The government takes a hard stance. Yeah.
Technically, you can do it anyway, though, right?
Yeah, there's sites, ways.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still somehow putting in bets.
You can get around it.
What's
a bit crazy? $4.5 million.
I wish I was his interpreter.
Yeah, seriously. I don't speak Japanese. I'll interpret Spanish. You didn't learn Spanish?
I know Spanish. Me llamo Mark. Soy de los Estados Unidos. Me gusta los chicharrones.
That's
very
good. Yeah.
Me permite ir al baño?
Oh.
Yeah. You need to go pee pee?
Si.
Okay. Okay. Don't say si like that. That felt racist to me, kind of.
What? That's
si. Si.
Si. Like do you not? Well,
go ahead.
When you learn English, is it racist that she has no accent now? She's mimicking American accent.
I was adapting
So it's adaptive. It's not racist.
Okay. So when you speak the lingo, you got to get
it. Now, okay, see, don't do that one.
You got to get in character.
You got to get in character.
Yeah. Not a character.
Hombre, come on. Que te pase?
That feels weird to me.
Yeah.
Puta.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
You just need a tan.
You're pretty tan.
He's got it covered.
Yeah.
What's it like being a brown man in America?
I don't think it's that bad. I remember when I was younger, because I went to a really white private high school, and I felt that I was brown.
Really?
Not intentionally. It's just like the community I was in was just super white.
Same.
And,
I mean, same.
And very affluent.
Like, mine was white and Asian, and then there's like three black kids.
Yeah.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine was in LA. So it was like, I think there was an emphasis on how I grew up was so different than how my sisters grew up.
Yeah.
Because they went to a public school where it was just like this big melting pot of kids. And mine was very specific. And I definitely stood out. So I felt it more. As you get older, I think that stuff kind of goes away a little bit.
Well, does that... What?
Go ahead.
Is that why you're into white women?
It's got to be part of it.
Yeah.
Where it was like, it's all I wanted when I was in, like, it was the girl I wanted in high school was like the blonde, blue-eyed, hot white lady.
Margot Robbie.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Sure. Yeah, exactly. It has to. It has to play into it.
Have you ever been with a Cuban-American or a Cuban Never. Girl?
Uh-uh.
Really? Strictly?
Nothing South American.
You can't find one.
Nothing South American at all.
No, I'm kidding.
Really?
Yeah. No Latin girl ever,
I don't discriminate,
actually.
You know? We've been across the globe.
No.
You've never dated a Latin girl?
Dating? No. I don't. I've never even been physical with a Latin girl.
Oh. I have.
Yeah. Nice.
Like I said, been across the globe.
Been across the globe.
Anything else?
I think we've...
He's running the interview. I mean, he's running the conversation.
Honestly, I didn't have many topics to talk about
today. No, it was great. It was
nothing really happened this week. Good. I just went to the gym and...
So what would you guys rate?
You have to start doing shit.
What would you rate my interview today?
You spoke really well, I thought.
It's not up to us, though. It's up to them.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Juana? Should we have her back on the pod? I think her laugh is pretty infectious.
It's a lot for me.
It's a lot for you.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot. It's nice. It's nice.
It's a lot.
It's just so...
It's like a cackle.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
It just like gets on you really fast.
I love it, dude. She's always so happy and bubbly. That's why I thought she'd be a great fit. I've never seen her in a bad mood.
We have mixed reviews.
Yeah.
As a human being, love you.
All right, all in favor of kicking Iggy off the pod? And I'm just kidding. Thanks for watching, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Follow all of us. I'll put it all link in the description. And we'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.